Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after, Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here at your service. Lois Geller is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm so happy to have her back on the show. Lois is one of the coolest people that I know, men or women. She is so smart. She is such a good resource for us to help us understand the new ways and better ways to not only reach out and find our customers through a number of different ways, including direct mail, but also, once we get them, to love them up within an inch of their lives and keep those puppies. And she's the author of Customers for Keep. She's the author of Response, the Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing, now in its revised and expanded edition. She's the president of Mason & Geller Company, and she's our good friend. Lois, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you here, and so good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Lois, one of the things that I want to talk about today is what you call the mystery of CRM, customer relationship management. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, the mystery of CRM is that nobody's doing it really well. Nobody CRMs anybody. So what we call customer relationship marketing or customer relationship management doesn't really happen, because if I buy from 100 different companies every year and use 10 or 15 different service companies, nobody really does anything to keep me coming back for more, to keep me happy, to do anything at all, like the small business owner has always learned how to do.
Look, you know, you would think, you know, and I've had that happen to me before. I've done business with somebody, and I consider it to be a lot of business. And you know, you'd think that somebody would call up or drop me a note or send me an email or something and say, "Hey, Jim, you know, we really appreciate your business this year," or whatever, you know, and maybe just try to act like they might be like would like to adopt you or something.
Well, it's not you. Yeah, it's why don't they adopt us, for heaven's sake?
Exactly.
They should adopt us for life.
I adopt my customers, don't you?
I do. Well, they're all my dear friends. But, you know, I moved from New York this year, and I had insurance on my apartment in New York, and it was a major insurance company. And when I told them I moved, nobody even said, "Hey, would you like us to insure you down in Florida?" I mean, I had insurance with them for 15 years on my office, on liability, partners insurance, all that stuff. And I just said, "Well, I'm moving. I'm going to, you know, so I would like you to stop on this date." And everybody took my order. Said, "Stop, turn me off." And then I came down here, and I had to start finding
all
these
people.
Start
all over again, didn't you?
Right. And the same thing with banks. Banks did the same thing with me. Most companies did this. And nobody said, "You know, we could probably do this from New York for you. We can continue. We don't want to lose you." Nobody said that. Not a soul said that.
But you know what? Yeah. But you know what, Lois? We did business in October. We were up in Connecticut, and we did business with a company up there, Jack Mitchell's company. Mm-hmm. He's a member of our Braintrace. He's got a clothing company. We did some business with them. And both my wife and I both bought some things while we were there, and we had them altered, and they sent them to us. And about a month after we got them, we got a phone call, and a guy said, the guy that we met said, "Just want to make sure everything is okay."
Wow.
"I want to make sure, did everything fit right?" And we actually said, "Well, one of the pieces wasn't quite altered exactly right." Well, I think it was about 3 or 4 days later, we get this box that says, "Here, send it back in this."
Oh, don't you love that, Jim?
How about that? Now, that's what you call, that's what you call being adopted.
I call that
being adopted.
That certainly is.
That's loving your customers up within an inch of their lives.
You know, I had the same watch for many years. I bought it in Hong Kong, and one day it just went bad. And I took it to a watch place here in Florida, and they said, "Well, there's some rust there. You know, I think it's time to put this one to rest." So when I was in New York, I bought a brand new fancy designer watch because I figured, well, why not? It lasts, you know, it lasts forever for me, right? I'll amortize it over the rest of my life. So I go to this fancy Madison Avenue shop, and I'm having a really snotty good time in there. And I buy a watch that ordinarily I would never buy. But it was a good big treat, and I came back, and I was really happy. And about 3 weeks after I was wearing it, it stopped dead in its little tracks. And so I was mad at them for about 3 weeks, and I bought a $10 watch, and I wore it, and I was so mad at that watch company, that watch store, that I just really flipped out over it. So I took it to a watch place here to see if the, and it's a certain kind of a brand.
Yeah.
Oh, there's my music. Bye.
Yeah. Tell you what, hold on to that thumb. We'll let you finish the watch story on the other side of these messages. You're not going to want to miss this, folks. This is a riveting watch story. We'll be right back with Lois Geller. It's 20 Till. We'll be right back. Stay with us. See you later, alligator. After a while, walk it out. We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and that's what your customers are saying to you, folks. They're saying, rescue me. I'm lonely. I need you to help me. I need you to adopt me. I need you to take me in your under your wing and hold me in your arms and love me up. And they're begging us, aren't they, Lois?
They're begging us, take care of my watch.
Please take care of me. Now we're going to get back to the riveting watch story, ladies and gentlemen. Lois has, she's so mad at this watch company, even though they have no idea that the watch stopped after 10 days, right?
No, I called them.
You didn't tell us you called them.
I called them up. And
what did they say?
I said that, you know, I bought this Ratto watch from you, and they said, well, take it into any fine luxury company, and they will fix it. I said, well, I'm in New York 1 week a month, and I'll be up the second week in February. And he said, well, if you want to bring it over here, we can take care of it. What he could have said was, if you want to bring it over here, Miss Geller, we will not only take care of it, but we'll check it out. Mm-hmm. We'll give it an examination, a physical, make sure that everything is going right in it.
Right.
And then I would have felt a lot better.
Well, or he should have said, like my clothing guy did, he should have said, you're going to have a box on your desk tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Put it in the box. We're going to pay for the insurance. Come back up here. Send it up here. We'll fix it, and we'll send it back to you as soon as we can. And please tell all your friends about us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just to go the extra step makes all the difference in the world. And people just don't do it. So they're always acquiring instead of maximizing the people they have. Now, if I had gone back with the watch when I come back in February, which I will never walk into that jewelry store again, but if I was to go in there, I would have bought several other things, which I did buy when I was there. I didn't only buy the watch. I did buy several other things in the store. But because he didn't look me up on the database, and he didn't know I was a good customer, and maybe he doesn't even have a database there, he has really no way of knowing,
mm-mm,
you know, who I am and how much more I could buy from him. So I think everybody should make sure that starting this year, 2005, that we all take a look at our database and clean it up, get the new addresses, find out what people have been buying from you, see what the other opportunities of other things that they might be interested in, and remember to thank them for what they've done for you last year.
Well, exactly. And you know, Lois, this is so important because what we have to remember is customers are not doing business with us to help us meet our sales and profit goals. They're doing business with us because they want something, they need something that we sell, and we're one of the places that they can get it. And the operative term, the operative word term in that sentence is one of the places where they can get it.
Absolutely. And with small business growing all the time as it is, and the large business competition that we have as small business owners, we really have to provide value to them. And in order to provide value, we have to know something about them. And I can't get over the fact that recently I have received no surveys from any companies. And it would really behoove some small business owners to survey their customers, find out what they want, mm-hmm. and also it would be fascinating for them to find out what people also would like for them to provide. Mm-hmm. Because without asking one-on-one, maybe they don't have the time to do that, but they could survey and they could say, you know, I provide you computer service, and I was wondering, are there any other kinds of service that you'd want? I mean, I would like somebody to come in and look at my copy machine, too. So maybe they know somebody that they could then direct me to, and that increases the circle of opportunity for them, you know?
Well, and I like one of the words that you used when you said, when you polled these people, when you surveyed them.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say, tell me what you need. Mm-mm. You said, tell me what you want.
Right.
It's two different things.
Well,
because as my audience knows, and they're rolling their eyes right now, Lois, they know what I'm about to say, and they're giving me the teenager look, you know, right now, because Lois, you and I need to eat, but we want to dine.
Right.
We need clothing, but we want a look. You need to be able to tell time, but you wanted that watch.
Right.
And they're two different things altogether.
Absolutely.
And so small business owners need to be asking their customers, what do you want? And you need to figure out how to get them what they want. Because what they need is a commodity, and they can buy that at Walmart.
Anywhere. But if I want something, and if it's something that you can provide for me, you really add value. We think all the time that we're selling, but we're really adding value to our customers' lives, you know? When we do a great job for them, when we do something wonderful, we think, oh, you know, we're so happy. But we really have done a service for them that provided them perhaps with more profits, made their lives easier. And we don't often look at it from that vantage point, you know?
My jeweler asked me yesterday, I saw him at a meeting, and he said, would you buy from me online? Would you buy from my website? I said, well, I might go and look at what you offer on your website, but I wouldn't buy it from you. I'd have to hold it in my hand and look at it. I said, he said, a lot of people are buying jewelry from websites online from people that they don't know. He said, so I thought maybe my customers would buy from me. And I said, well, here's the thing. I said, I don't do business with you because I like you. I do business with you because I trust you.
Oh, beautiful.
And I said, now, if you want to, you know, I might buy from you online because I trust you. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't buy from somebody I didn't know online because how do I know what kind of jewelry they're going to send me?
Absolutely.
And so the point is there, our customers trust us to provide them with not only the right things that we need, but to follow through if there's a problem. They trust us to fix something like a watch that breaks and not act like we're a stranger when we call them back. Right, Lois?
Absolutely right.
You're still mad about that, aren't you?
I'm still mad at that one.
Stand by, Lois. Quick break. Right back with Lois Geller, the author of Customers for Keeps and Response, the complete guide to profitable direct marketing. We're back at 7:10. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Lois Geller, the president of Mason & Geller. And Lois, give us your website, please.
MasonGeller.com.
MasonGeller.com. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, when you're there, you get lots of interesting articles and articles about how to do math, mail order math, figure out how your programs are going to work. We have a resource center there where you can look up different suppliers in your area. And there's also something about Dear Dr. Direct. So if you have any particular question, you ask Dr. Direct, and we're guaranteed to answer you in 24 hours,
All
no
right.
charge.
Great service. Thank you for that, Lois. And they can subscribe to your newsletter.
Absolutely. You could, if you register, you get our regular newsletter. Comes out every quarter, and it has all kinds of ideas on how to grow your business.
It's a great resource. Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen, is just, she's the Renaissance lady, ladies and gentlemen. She does it all, and she's an outstanding speaker. She's much sought out across the country, across the world, really, to come and speak about how to take care of our customers, how to reach our customers through mass mailing and mass marketing, and her books are well known all over the world, and I encourage you. Can they find out more about your books there as well, Lois?
Yes, the books are listed there, and you can just click through, and
it
takes you right to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you like to go.
And of course, she has a number of archives of past shows that we've done with Lois on our site, so check that out when you get a chance, jbsba.com. Lois, what are some other things that we can do to show our customers that we love them?
Well, one thing is that you can start by really building a database this year that's clean and updated so you know how to communicate with them. And once you communicate with your customers, it's always good to do something personal in that communication. This year at Christmas time, I sent out lots of cards to all of our clients. And then on each one, I try to write a personal note on it. It took me a while to do it, but I've gotten so many calls back from people saying, gee, I'm so glad you asked about Don, and I'm so glad you asked about that program because it really worked wonders, and we've been thinking about calling you. I heard a lot of, when they call back, we were thinking about calling you, and then when I got your note, I picked the phone up right away.
Mm-hmm.
So that personal note that says, gee, I wonder how that program as we designed for you last year is working. You know, we hope it's still bringing the results we promised. And people are, oh, yeah, that program's working great, and now we'd like to even test against it and see if it's better.
And isn't that a great time to ask for referrals?
It really is a great time to ask for referrals. I usually ask around February because some of our programs go out in January and they're usually pretty happy in February.
Right.
So then sometimes they say, you know, you called me and sent me that Godiva chocolate, and we love the chocolate, and we even love our referrals even more. So if you know of anybody else that would like to use our service, I'm enclosing a card. Just mail it back to me, and as soon as we hear from them, we'll send you a little gift, compliments of Mason and Geller, you know.
Right.
But you always want to thank and give a gift to the person who did the referring.
Absolutely.
Let's not forget them.
Yeah, no, you got to do that because even though they don't do it for that reason, that's a nice little extra touch that you add there, isn't it?
Yes, I think it makes all the difference in the world because one guy really liked the thank you gifts we sent last year. He sent us about 32 referrals.
Wow.
More than we could even follow up
this
with.
This man likes chocolate, doesn't he?
Or the little.
But the most important thing is that you followed up with a customer and asked them how they're doing, how they enjoyed that, and you know, people don't realize, it seems that in small businesses don't get this either all the time, and that is that a phone call which costs you nothing but your time, and doesn't even have to be you, it could be an employee that you've trained really well to do this. A phone call to follow up with them to make sure that whatever you did for them, whether it was if they bought a pair of socks or if they bought a house from you, that they were happy with what they got. That's the way to get people to. It's almost like you're almost creating people you can't run off when you do stuff like that.
Well, it's just the things that you do too, Jim. It's the thank you that you send me, or it's the how's your son doing, how's everything going email that you do for me all the time, or the fact that when you're in my neighborhood, you always call me up and say, let's get together. And that kind of thing really brings people together, that human touch. The things that you do, a lot of what we do, comes from what you taught me.
No, I learned it from you. But you know what, Lois, it's all about, and this is something that I've been focusing on on my show for a long time and in my writing for several years, and this is the concept of building communities.
Right.
That's so important. And one of the communities that you have, folks, are your customer communities, and nobody knows about that better than Lois Geller. Lois, we have to wrap it up. It's too short. It goes by too quickly. Thank you for being here.
Happy
New Year to you, and God bless.
God bless. Thank
Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Don't forget, MasonGeller.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.